from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the Trump administration's top intelligence officials are getting grilled in Congress this week about the security breach that unfolded when war plans were mistakenly leaked to a journalist. The hearings are about security threats facing the United States worldwide, and the first is underway. Senator Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, told Tuesday's hearing that the leak is part of a pattern of careless and incompetent behavior by the Trump administration with regard to sensitive information. The hearing follows the disclosure that several top national security officials in the administration texted plans for military strikes in Yemen to a group chat that included a journalist from The Atlantic. A bill moving through the state assembly to bring back disposable bags to grocery stores as long as they are paper and 40% recycled content. Sponsored by Democrats, the measure has also picked up bipartisan support. State Senator John Bramnick, a Republican and gubernatorial candidate, spoke in favor of the measure during a Monday hearing.
The other issue is the one of the environment. I think the Cryan bill has handled that issue. And third, consumer preference, I would argue, is favorable for this kind of bill.
Single-use paper and plastic bags were banned from being distributed at New Jersey grocery stores in May of 2022. New Jersey News brought to you by NJ Diet. It's now springtime, and NJ Diet is here to help you lose weight the natural way, without shots and without uncomfortable side effects. With NJ Diet, you will lose 20 to 40 pounds in only 40 days. Contractually guaranteed. Go to njdiet.com. A Mercer County man accused of brutally murdering his own younger brother was back in court Monday.
Princeton resident Matthew Hurtgen appeared remotely from jail. The 31-year-old Hurtgen has been in custody since late February after allegedly killing Joseph Hurtgen and the family cat. Police say the 26-year-old victim suffered extensive head and body injuries. Prosecutors have requested the case be referred to a grand jury. A May hearing was also set for considering whether the defendant should be forced to supply his passwords for seized devices. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Can you put away that umbrella for good? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. My five-day forecast at NJ1015.com shows a few rain chances coming up, mostly of the showery, drizzly variety, rather than a widespread soaking like yesterday, and that will include tonight. It looks like an impulse will drive a few rain showers past southern and coastal New Jersey this evening. Otherwise, expect scattered clouds and low temperatures dipping into the mid to upper 30s. Pretty chilly. And tomorrow will be a cooler day overall. Definitely jacket weather here. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs only make it into the lower 50s. Thursday, still on the cool side. Highs around 50 despite sunshine. And then Friday, we'll jump back to the upper 50s with increasing clouds. Our next chance of showers will move in late day on Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Scotch Plains, 56 degrees. Belmar, 58. And Mays Landing, 60. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.